This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 25th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, the weather is pleasantly mild, with sunshine brightening up Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, while the night promises to be comfortably warm. Here are today's headlines. First, Mariv reports from earlier today that during the ceasefire in the north, Hezbollah launched two missiles towards Israel. One missile was intercepted, while the other landed in an open area. Also, JNS notes that the IDF has killed terrorists in Lebanon amid ongoing violations of the ceasefire by Hezbollah. The group fired two projectiles at Israeli communities near the border earlier this hour. Also this hour, according to YNET, Hezbollah fired rockets at the north despite the extension of the Lebanon ceasefire. The IDF reported two rockets launched towards Manara, Margalio, and Misgav Am, with one intercepted and no injuries reported. Separately, Times of Israel details that Israel targeted terror sites in Lebanon earlier today after Hezbollah fired rockets at northern towns. The military confirmed the elimination of several gunmen threatening their troops. And finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Saudi Arabia opposes a U.S. proposal to arrange direct contact between Aoun and Netanyahu. The Saudi envoy in Beirut conveyed this message despite White House attempts. Here's what people are saying online. A post from Streetwise, an account providing updates on regional tensions, shares that Bernie the dog was killed yesterday in a clash with Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon. Bernie saved many IDF soldiers, and her sacrifice is deeply mourned. From IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, we learned that since midnight, there have been 10 red alerts, including 3 rocket alerts and 7 drone alerts, affecting several northern regions today. According to Alex Blitas, an analyst talks about talks remain stalled. The president canceled travel as the Iranians haven't moved far enough. Discussions with the vice president and Iranian speaker are still many steps away. Let's go deeper. Starting with the ceasefire breach, Mariv reports that Hezbollah's missile launches occurred amidst a fragile truce in the north. The IDF's swift response underscores the ongoing volatility in the region. Civilians in northern Israel remain on high alert as tensions persist. Turning to the IDF's operations, JNS highlights the military's efforts to neutralize threats along the border. Today's actions follow Hezbollah's projectile attacks, reflecting the IDF's commitment to securing Israeli communities. The situation remains tense, affecting daily life near the border. Meanwhile, Times of Israel provides context on Israel's counterstrike in Lebanon. This action follows Hezbollah's repeated ceasefire violations, suggesting a deteriorating security situation. The impact on regional stability is significant, with potential repercussions for broader diplomatic efforts. On the diplomatic front, Israel Hayom Hebrew's report about Saudi Arabia's stance indicates challenges in U.S.-mediated negotiations. The lack of direct talks between Aoun and Netanyahu could complicate peace efforts in the region, affecting future diplomatic engagements. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that Israeli high-tech is facing challenges. Concerns about the dollar's drop lead companies to consider accelerating AI implementation to safeguard the economy. Israel Hayom Business notes that the cost of living continues to rise, with regulated dairy product prices increasing by 1.05% on May 1st. This adjustment reflects routine updates based on a fixed formula impacting household budgets. And finally, CTEC reports a significant funding development as a former Signia and Hermetic founder raised $17 million in a seed round. This venture aims to develop a WhatsApp for AI agents, addressing communication challenges within enterprises. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.